There are just 2 days to go until the biggest game of the year for the New England Patriots. Quarterback Tom Brady says the Pats are ready to take on the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51 on Sunday.
We don't take it for granted by any stretch. I know how hard it is to get here. Every team faces different challenges throughout the year, but you know it's tough to get to this point, and we're here, and we got to go take advantage by trying to win this game.
On the other side, Falcons quarterback, Boston College alum Matt Ryan says his team is just as prepared.
The reason I play, the reason, you know, I think most guys play is to win a championship, to win championships, and that's where my focus is at right now.
So, with that behind us, and with us now to preview the game is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese, who's joining us from Houston. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, after all the talk this week about the Patriots' connections to President Trump, about Tom Brady looking for revenge after his Deflategate suspension, let's talk this morning only about football. Compare the two teams. Both the Patriots and the Falcons have dominant offenses. They both have top quarterbacks. We just heard from both. They both can pass and run the ball. What distinguishes these offenses from one another?
Well, one statistic that stands out to me is that Tom Brady has only been sacked 15 times, meaning that, you know, he hasn't faced as much pressure as Matt Ryan, who was sacked 37 times. So when we look for differences between these two teams, you know, the Falcons have had a little more trouble, Bob, protecting Matt Ryan than the Patriots have had in terms of their protection with Tom Brady.
Let me ask about the Falcons' very quick ability to score, very fast offense. In this game, in a Super Bowl game, is that an advantage, do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Patriots' last six Super Bowls, they have not scored in the first quarter, and of course, they've won four of those games. So if you look at it from that perspective, maybe it's not that much of an advantage, but Tom Brady made the point that Bill Belichick has mentioned it to him about 10 times over the last 10 days, that the Patriots don't want to have another Super Bowl where they don't score in the first quarter. The Patriots want to get up ahead of the Falcons and try to put more pressure on them because they haven't played from behind much this season.
You know, some think the key matchup that might well decide this game is the explosive Falcons offense versus the Patriots' tough defense. Whichever has the better game wins the game. Do you see it that way?
I think that's a good place to start, Bob. It's hard to isolate just one thing in football, but that would probably be at the top of my list in terms of how the Patriots slow down a Falcons offense that ranked first in the NFL in terms of points scored in the regular season. They had 540 points, and Tom Brady made the point that, you know, it's hard to, when you look at them, to see how they play from behind because they're usually ahead in so many games.
All right, Patriots defense, known for stopping the opponent's biggest playmaker. Who is that for the Falcons, and can the Pats do it this time?
Well, it's wide receiver Julio Jones, who is probably the best wide receiver in the NFL, at least this season. And one of the things that the Patriots have done to try to prepare to stop him is use two different players in practice to sort of mimic him. And it's a little bit unusual to do that, but Bill Belichick made the point that they didn't want to tire one guy out because this Julio Jones is so special. The Patriots have shown the knack for being able to slow down and at least limit opposing players' top threats, and this will be a big challenge for them. Look for them to devote multiple players on defense during the Super Bowl to try to do that.
All right, we'll be watching for that on Sunday. The Atlanta defense features a lot of young players who have at times appeared to struggle a bit, at least in the first half of the season, but observers say the Falcons defense has shown a lot of improvement as the year goes on. Is that a concern to the Patriots?
Well, the Falcons defense is young, and they're aggressive, and they're fast. That's the one thing that the team has talked about over the last 2 weeks, is that they play a little bit of a different style of game. And Bob, one of the key things in this game is going to be turnovers. You know, whenever you win the turnover differential, meaning that you take the ball away more than you give it away, you have a great chance to win. Teams are 9-0 in the playoffs this season, 9 wins, 0 losses. When they win the turnover differential, the Falcons have shown the ability to take the ball away But the Patriots, on the other hand, have shown the ability to protect the ball. So it's sort of a little bit of a strength-on-strength situation there.
Speaking of takeaways, maybe the most famous takeaway recently for the Pats was 2 years ago when Pats cornerback Malcolm Butler practiced the exact play that would make him a Super Bowl hero. Remind us about that. And who do you think has a chance to be the hero in this game?
Well, Malcolm Butler was not even a top player in that game 2 years ago in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks, but he was called on in the second half as the Patriots were having a tough time defending the Seahawks passing game. And at the goal line, as the Seahawks were going for a winning score with very little time left on the clock, Malcolm Butler made what Tom Brady said this week was probably the greatest play in Super Bowl history, to anticipate a throw and intercept it to save the game for the Patriots when it looked like the Seahawks were about to score and secure the victory. The player, I would say, maybe to think about that could do something similar in this game for the Patriots is Daron Harmon, a fourth-year safety who is not a starting player but should be on the field a lot because of the style the Falcons play. So he would almost be like an extra defensive back to defend this player, Julio Jones, we talked about, and some of the Falcons' other offensive talents.
All right, and so now the bottom line, your gut feeling. The odds makers say it'll be a close game, but give the Pats the edge. Who do you think has the best chance, Mike Reese?
Well, I would say the Patriots, because of their experience, they have more players that have played in this game, and it just seems to me, Bob, that Tom Brady is on a little bit of a mission here to bring this fifth Super Bowl championship home. He's had an interesting week in terms of showing a lot of emotion. He's been reflective in his various media interviews. And right now it looks like he's not going to be denied if he can follow through here and play his type of game.
All right. Well, Mike Reese, let's hope you're right.
It'll be great.
Mike Reese, will talk to you again on Monday after the game. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and provides regular analysis to WBUR's Morning Edition. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.